Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Josiah's son, did not follow his father's godly example. Josiah had faithfully served the Lord, and during his reign the people had turned away from idolatry to worship God. But under Jehoiakim's evil influence, Judah forsook the God of their fathers. The Lord's prophets were persecuted. Some of them were put to death. The prophet Jeremiah publicly foretold coming judgment on the people because of their wickedness, and was ill-treated and often in danger of death. Insulted and ridiculed, he was beaten, put in the stocks, and thrown into prison. Jeremiah became so discouraged that he felt he could no longer prophesy in the name of the Lord, but he found he was unable to keep silent. "His word is in my heart," said the prophet, "like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot." So Jeremiah bravely continued to denounce the false prophets, corrupt rulers, and unfaithful priests, lamenting over the apostasy and wickedness of Judah and Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah began to be accomplished. Jehoiakim foolishly rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and put him in chains. But before he was deported, Jehoiakim died a dishonorable death, and his son Jehoiakim, also known as Jeconiah, succeeded him as king. In 597 BC, the commanders of Nebuchadnezzar's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jehoiakim had to surrender. He had reigned only 3 months and 10 days. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiakim prisoner and carried him away into exile. He also deported the king's mother and wives, his nobles and the leaders of the land, with the officers and fighting men, the craftsmen and artisans. Several thousands of the most able men of Judah went into exile. Nebuchadnezzar took all the treasures from the temple and the royal palace. Then he made another of Josiah's sons, Mattaniah, whose name was changed to Zedekiah, king over the people of Judah. Zedekiah began to rule at the age of 21, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem. Like his brothers, he was an ungodly man, and he refused to listen to the prophet's exhortations and warnings. Jeremiah wrote to the men of Judah living in faraway Babylon, and gave them a word of hope. He told them that God would bring his people back to their land after 70 years of exile. Meanwhile, Zedekiah began to plot with other nations against Nebuchadnezzar, thinking he would receive help from the king of Egypt. Jeremiah exhorted him not to rebel, but Zedekiah would not listen. And in the 9th year of his reign, the king of Babylon came and besieged Jerusalem. Jeremiah was falsely accused of deserting to the Babylonians. He was arrested, beaten, and put into a vaulted cell in a dungeon, where he remained a long time. The siege of Jerusalem lasted until the 11th year of Zedekiah's reign, and there was famine in the city. The king had Jeremiah brought secretly to the palace to question him. "Is there any word from the Lord?" he asked. "Yes," Jeremiah replied. "You will be handed over to the king of Babylon." Then he begged Zedekiah not to have him put back into the dungeon, where he would die. So the king gave orders for Jeremiah to be kept in the courtyard of the prison, and he was given a little bread each day until all the bread in the city was gone. Jeremiah began to say to the people that if they stayed in the city, they would die, but if they went over to the Babylonians, their lives would be spared. When the leaders heard this, they were very angry, and said to the king, "This man should be put to death, because he is discouraging the soldiers and the people." Zedekiah was a feeble, irresolute man, so he answered, "He is in your hands. I can do nothing to oppose you." So they took Jeremiah and lowered him by ropes into an empty cistern, and left him there, and Jeremiah sank down into the mud at the bottom of the well. But an Ethiopian in the royal palace heard about this, and went to the king to say that the prophet would certainly die. So Zedekiah ordered him to take 30 men and pull Jeremiah up. The Ethiopian took some old rags and let them down with ropes into the well. The prophet put the rags under his arms to pad the ropes, and he was lifted up out of the cistern. Then he remained in the courtyard of the prison until the end of the siege. Next episode, The Fall of Jerusalem.